When is the earliest time to be able to daven shachris? Oftentimes people need to leave early in the morning to work, or they just like to get up very early and start their day very early, and depending on the time and place, sometimes sunrise can be not so early. So to what extent is a person able, or under what circumstances is a person able to daven shachris, daven shmoneh esrei, before netzach hama, before sunrise? So interestingly enough, the Mishnah and the Gemara never really discuss explicitly when is the earliest time l'chatchila to daven shachris. The Mishnah talks about the end of the Zman Shachris, and we pass it in the Gemara that Tefillah Bizmana is until the end of the fourth hour of the day, and the Gemara says that's because it's parallel to the Zman HaKravas Tamid Shal Shachar. So they're poskim who write, okay, let's follow the model of Korban Tamid Shal Shachar and figure out when was the earliest time that they would Lichatchila offer the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar. At the same time, we have a Mishnah Maseches Megillah Daf Chaf, which talks about various mitzvahs ayom, which says that even though b'diyeved one can be yotzi from alos haShachar, lichatchila one should wait until netzach hama. So maybe as well for shachris, lichatchila one should not daven until netzach hama. We know that ideally the best thing vasikin is to daven right at netzach hama, but maybe one should lichatchila not daven before netzach hama. And then finally, there's the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed, which says that some chachamim, when they had to leave on a trip early in the morning, would daven so early that it was not even yet Zman Kriyashma, which is Misha Yakir, that's well before Netzach Hama, and they would daven even before that, because they wouldn't be able to daven Shmoneh Esrei standing up if they waited, so they gave up on Smichas Gula Tefillah, and they daven Shachris before then, before they left, and they daven Kriyashma when the Zman Kriyashma came. So apparently, at the very least, Bishas Adchak, one could daven well before Netzach Hama. So how do we put some order into all of these different sources and possibilities? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Peites, in Sif Aleph and Ches together, rules that Bish'as Adchak, one could daven from Alos HaShachar. Anytime from dawn, from Alos HaShachar and on, one could daven in a Shas Adchak. And in Sif Aleph, he seems to say that B'diyeved, if a person did daven before Netzach Hama, he's Yotzei, as long as it was after Heyer Pinei HaMizrach, that the eastern side of the sky got light. So that's after Alos HaShachar. That's, let's say, 50 minutes before Netzach Hama. So if you daven then, b'diyeved, until Netzach Hama, anytime during that time period, b'diyeved, you would say. But l'chatchila, you should not daven until Netzach Hama. It would only be b'shas adchak, or even shalom b'shas adchak, if you did it, then b'diyeved, you would say. But l'chatchila, not to daven until sunrise, until Netzach Hama, and that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah as well. There were some Achronim who disagree with this. The Pri Chadash and others write, no, that the Mishnayos indicate that they would actually offer the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar at Heyer Pnei HaMizrach, well before Netzach Hama. If that's when they actually offered the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, it would seem that that could be a Lichatchila time to daven. So they say, no, B'diyeved from Alos HaShachar until Heyer Pnei HaMizrach. That little gap between Alos HaShachar and when the eastern side of the sky is light. From Heyer Pnei HaMizrach, that's already a lichatchila time to daven. So best thing, if a person is already davening very early, best thing is if you can daven vasikin, but if that's not possible, no problem whatsoever to daven before Netzach Hama, as long as it's after Heyer Pnei HaMizrach. So this is a little bit of a dispute, and obviously would play out in various types of situations. So, for example, someone who needs to get to work very early, in order to get to work on time, he has to daven before Netzach Hama. So the poskim write that would be considered like a shas adchak. Everyone would agree he could daven before Netzach Hama. Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that's going to be a situation that exists all the time, so then maybe he should think about getting a new job, but because it's not so, that's not so ideal. But certainly that would be shas adchak, and a person could daven before Netz. What about if the only minion he could get is if he davens before Netz? He could either daven with a minion before Netz, or be Echidus after Netzach Hama. So that would already be a question that boils down to, number one, how lichatchila or how b'diyeved is it to daven before Netz? And number two, how much of a Shas Adchak is it considered to daven with a minion? Is davening with a minion considered to be like a Shas Adchak, like getting to work on time? So many poskim wrote that, yeah, that's, first of all, that poskim hold lichatchila you could daven before Netz. And anyway, to daven with a minion, daven b'tzibur, that would also be a Shas Adchak. Why should that be worse than getting to work on time? That's what Shachter writes in the name of Salvechik, and various other poskim have written that way as well. Rav Avadya Yosef comes out against this, and he says, and Shulchan Aruch says, it indicates that lichatchila only by Netzach Hama. So that's it. He says, he goes so far as to say, even if you're the 10th man in the minyan, you should stand there so they can say Kaddish and Kedusha and not daven with them, and then daven biyichidus after Netzach Hama. He says the zman tefila, the time when you daven, that's meikar kiyum hatfila. So why would you do the ikar kiyum hatfila b'diyaved in order to get a hiddur of tefila b'tzibur? Other poskim has mentioned, even some Sfari poskim, Chaim Dovra Levi, Ben Tzion Abba Shul, they say no, that this is not just a hiddur, this is considered also to be a significant aspect of your tefillah and to daven b'tzibur. And davening before Netz is not so b'diyaved, and therefore they would say as well that one should daven rather with the tzibur beforehand as opposed to be yichidus afterwards. Have a wonderful day. If people can take a minute to stack a few chairs, that would be much appreciated. Have a great Shabbos.